Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, we give you praise, glory, and honor this Shabbat day. We thank you for allowing us to see this Shabbat day and for you setting this time apart for us. We ask that you hear our prayer, Father. Father, thank you once again for watching over us for another week, watching over us day by day, allowing us to learn and grow with you, Father. Thank you for the obstacles that you put before us, Father, and the strength to overcome those obstacles and the lessons in those obstacles, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to protect us, especially the children and the Zakins, Zakinas, all of Yisrael, Father, hedge us up and show us what we need to learn, Father, individually as well as collectively, Father. Grow us in a manner that is pleasing to you. Father, we ask that you open our eyes and open our ears. Open our minds to your word, Father. Plant your seed. Nurture your seed. And allow it to grow. Father, we ask that you continue to bring our brother all strength. Continue to comfort him as you see fit according to your word, Father. Continue to look after our sister Danielle and comfort her and bring her strength as you see fit, Father. And anyone in Israel who is hurting physically, spiritually, or mentally, comfort them, strengthen them according to your good will, Father. Have your good pleasure with us. In Yahushua's name, we pray. Giving you praise, glory, and honor. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Hope everybody's having a great, great Shabbat. It's your brother Dave Well. And today, we will be talking about sacrificing ourselves. There's things that we want. It's something that we talked about before, but there's things that we want, and it's no coincidence, you know. Yahushua gave us that parable about the seed and so on. Oh, and if I'm sounding clear, please just send a text, make sure I'm not muffled or anything. But there's things that we want, and because of the things that we want, it causes us to hold on to, it's a hindrance sometimes when they're not in accord with what Yahweh wants for us, or Yahushua wants for us. Sometimes we put our wants and our desires over what is pleasing to our Father. And that's a problem. You know, we have to lay those things down and be willing vessels and know that we have to know what Abba has for us when we lay down and get on his plan is greater than what we want for ourselves. You know? At times it seems like, what's the purpose? What's the use? You know, what am I gaining from this? Is it worth it? You know, Hasatan can play those things in your mind. You know, and sometimes if you don't, and it's not sometimes, if you don't battle those things, he'll keep on playing them and amplify them. So it'll go from what's the purpose, what's the use, to I don't even want to do this anymore. You know, because we didn't fight our battle. And we didn't put aside our desires. See, Yahushua said, not my will be done, but yours, Father. Because, you know, at that time, we know, it was time for him to lay his life down. He said, any other way? Huh, Father? Any other? Well, not my will be done, but yours. Not what I want, but what you want. And this is our example. So, let's get started in the book of Matthew, chapter 16. And we're going to read from Matthew 16, 13 to 26. Give y'all a couple seconds to get there. Let's move this. Am I still sounding clear? Because I just moved my mic away. Oops. All right, Matthew 6. Toda Aki. Matthew 16, starting at verse 13. Toda Aki. And it reads, when Yahushua came into the coast of Caesarea, Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, or Yehuchanan the Immerser. Some say Elias, or Eliah, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Shimon Kepha answered, Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Messiah, the Son of the Living Mighty One. And Yahushua answered and said unto him, blessed art you, Shimon Bar-Yuna, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that you are Kepha, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Yahushua the Messiah. So far, Yahushua asked that question, who do people say I am? And for me, what came to my mind, say John the Baptist, well, why would they think he's John the Baptist? He was there at the time of John the Baptist. A lot of the people that followed him followed John the Baptist. You know? But they said all these different things. And then he said, okay, who do you say I am? Because y'all closer to me. Y'all see. Y'all have an experience with me, like, outside of them. And Simon Peter, Shimon, Kepha said, you're the Messiah. You're the Son of God. That's who you are. Flesh and blood ain't revealed that to you. So now, after he revealed himself, everybody knows. His close ones know. I just told y'all exactly who I am. And now I'm charging you. Y'all don't tell nobody else. Right? Verse 21. He says, from that time forth began Yahushua to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and of chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Master. This shall not be unto you. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Whoa, wait a minute. Peter is just showing concern for his friend, his master. I don't want to see my master die. Look at the time we spent together. And you telling me all these things that you got to suffer at the hands of these people, and they're going to do all this stuff to you, and you going to let them do this stuff to you? No, what are you thinking? You can't do this, master. But what did Yahushua say? Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. Why? For thou savorest not the things that be of Yah, but those that be of men. Right now, Peter, you're offending me with your feelings. You're offending me for the love that you have for me. And I get it. You know? I understand that you love me, but my mission is even more important than the love that you have for me. My obedience to my Father is even more important than the love that you have for me. I'm telling you, son, I'm telling you, Peter, that I have to lay my life down. I have to sacrifice myself. I have to. And I get it. You love me. You don't want to see it, man. Who wants to see anything bad happen to somebody they love? Nobody. Especially someone as close that done things that no man has ever done. And no man will ever do. Again, outside of himself and the people that he empowers to do. The word talks about if all the stuff that was written, that he did was written, the world couldn't contain all the books of all the stuff that he did, the healings and the teachings and all these different things. We're just getting a glimpse. But he didn't want his friend to die. He says, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savest not the things that be of Yah, but those that be of men." Verse 24. Then said Yahushua unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross." Oh, state, sorry. His stake. And follow me. Alright. We laugh about that, but it's a state. And even in the Greek, if you look up the word cross, number in the Greek, number 4716, that word is storos. It means a stake or a post that's sitting upright, upright pole. It's an upright pole. It's a stake. Sorry. He says, "And take his stake and follow me." Verse 25. "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." So Israel, what you want to do? You want to lose your life? Then hold on to it. But if you lose your life for the sake of Yahushua, you're going to gain something even more. You're going to find life itself. Choices have to be made. Struggles have to be. So, and you know, nobody's saying that it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. You know? Over the years, nothing was easy. This walk didn't get easy. Because the more you walk, the more you have to lay your life down. The further you come along, the more that is required of you. So it's not going to be easy. That's why he said, you have to pick up your own stake. You have to do it. You have to play your part. Deny yourself. You know, it ain't all about, you know, and that's the thing. A lot of times people get caught up in, you know, Abba has to do it. Abba can do it. Abba can do it. Abba. But Abba going, you do it. You do it. What parent? If you're a parent, you got kids, you know, you want your child to learn and grow and be able to take care of themselves. So you teach them stuff. You know, you teach them how to take care of things for their self. Son, do it this way, this, that, and another. So when it comes time for them to actually do it on their own, they'll be able to do it. So he says, "For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find." Verse 26. "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" What did you gain? If you amassed all this stuff up and then you lose your soul, you can't enjoy it. You know, it's like a person who has a whole bunch of money. They're working all these hours and that check $16,000 in a week, but they're too tired to enjoy it. So you can amass all this money, and you can't spend it because you're too tired to spend it. He says, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Because that soul ain't yours. It's on loan. It's you, but it's on loan, and it has to go back to the one who created it. It has to go back and talk to the one who created it. And he will decide whether it lives in or perishes based on the deeds that it done, based on the choices that we made. So again, is it time to, are we going to lay our lives down? Because who shall ask these things? Do you want to lose your life for my sake and gain life? Or do you want to hold on to this life and lose your life? Be in the world, but not of the world. Let's not get caught up in this world. All right? So, since we're talking about losing our life, a while ago we looked at the sacrificial system. And it just so happens that we're going to talk about some of the things that our brother Yaka'el put on the YouTube channel. So if you get a chance, go look into the YouTube channel. Or look on YouTube and look at Leviticus, where he's talking about the sacrificial system, especially the Allah and the Olam, or the whole burnt offering, the ascended offering. All right? So Leviticus chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Right? Leviticus 1:1, it says, and Yahweh called unto Moshe and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto Yahweh, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. Verse 3. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh. Now, the burnt sacrifice, this is the one we was talking about in Hebrew number 5930. The word is olah. It means, it says the feminine active participle. It says a step, collectively stairs, as ascending. Okay? Comes from number 5927. That word is Allah, which means to go up, to ascend. Offering, as we was taught before. Again, you want to hear some of these things. Now, think about it. It's the whole burnt offering. Romans, it talks about how we are supposed to present our bodies as an offering. Holy, holy burnt. Give up the whole thing. It's our reasonable sacrifice, he says. So, it says, first of all, this offering is voluntary, right? just like Yahushua said. Make that choice. Yahushua said, look, you can hold on to your life, or you can give your life up for me. But whichever one you do, this is what you're choosing to do. It's voluntary. Now, oops. Keep on reading. Verse 4. And he shall put the head, and this is what's supposed to be done with the offering. He says, and he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him. So the point of giving up and sacrificing yourself, because remember, giving this up is to be atonement, is to be at one with Yahweh, at one with Yahushua. In other words, you're following him. You're picking up your stake and following him. He says, and he shall kill the bullock before Yahweh. And the priest, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the heads and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs he shall wash in water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar to be burnt an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto Yahweh. So, after it gets cut up, it gets arranged on the wood, it gets burnt up, but his insides gets washed. Why do the words say this inward parts, that which is inside of him, needs to be washed, needs to be cleaned? You know, what is inside of us that needs to be cleansed? They said, Yahushua said, you clean the inside of the cup, the outside already clean. Why is he so concerned with what's going on within us? The parable, a soul went forth to sow. And we learned that those different grounds represents different states of our mind. Because that's what needs to be clean. That's what needs to be washed. That's what Alga is working on. If he can get that right, he can get that right. But we hinder him. He can get it right, but we hold on. He can get it right, but we refuse to lay our lives down. We refuse to play our part. This world has such an effect on us. You know, it has such an effect on us. You know, our sister posted on Facebook about she was driving home and she was speeding, got pulled over. Our sister died and she was speeding and she got pulled over by a cop. So she says, this is something that she's been through before. Well, she got pulled over by a cop before. She was speeding before. So she went through routine, getting license registration, this, that, and another. handed the cop the license and registration. But then she went through an anxiety attack where she was clutching onto the wheel, and she said she was scared for her life, you know, because of all the things that's been going on. And, you know, we bombarded with, you know, these things have always been going on, the senseless violence against black people, always have. But now, because of social media and we connect so fast, everything is hitting us. We're being bombarded by it on a constant basis, you know, and it hit my sister so bad. She had an anxiety attack where she said the cop wasn't trying to hurt her. The cop was actually trying to help her when she saw what was going on, but there was nothing she could do because all the things that went down, she's like, I don't want to be the next one. And she shouldn't want to be the next one. But that's the type of effect that this world has on us. It can do that. It has, and in this case, it's the opposite effect where it seized up our system. You know, just thinking like this could happen to me. But then we have the opposite effect of the allures of the world, you know, the desires and us desiring to be part of the world. And it pushes and pulls us. This world pushes and pulls us, you know. But at the end of the day, we got to lay down our lives. We have to detach from it. We can't get caught up in the flow of it, in the current of it, you know. And sis, when I read that, you know, you went through that, I was like, wow, I will protect us. Because that feeling did not come over you for no reason at all. It isn't just the media. The words say that we will be prey down here. All right? But we are to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. And you handled it excellently. And Abba watched you handle it excellently. And he had his hedge over you. Don't ever forget that part. You're hedged up. All of Israel is hedged up as long as we obey, as long as we are in agreement with Abba. If something happens, it's for our learning. All right, sis? So, he says, our inward parts, that's where he want to watch, and his legs, the walk. Think about what Yahushua said at the Passover. Let me wash your feet. No, you can't wash my feet. I don't wash your feet. You ain't got no part of me. Fine, wash my body. Yahushua said, no, you already clean. But sometimes your walk get a little dirty, so I got to wash your feet. So he says, wash the inward parts, wash the legs of this, of the sacrifice. Ooh, excuse me. Now, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 23. Verses 25 and 26. All right. He says, we just talked about this. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. So get your mind right. Get your mind right, Israel. Because one, if you don't desire, again, it's voluntary. This is something that you have to do. You have to want to lay down, disconnect from this world. This is something that you want to do, that you're going to have to do. But if you don't think it, if you don't believe it in your head, or this, that, if you don't believe you're going to do it, you ain't going to do it. If you don't want to do it, it's not your desire, you're not going to do it. So what's holding on? But if you're desiring more of this world than you are of Yahweh. And it causes you not to lay you down. Matthew chapter 15, verses 16 through 20. Remember, us laying our life down is supposed to be ascending. It's supposed to bring us closer to the Most High. Remember, it's the Olah. It's the ascension. It says, Matthew 15, 16, it says, and Yahushua said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entered in at the mouth go into the belly and is cast out in the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. So already we're defiled. Already. He says, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. So we got all this stuff to remember. Remember what was said about man. His thoughts are evil continuously from his youth. So we got all this stuff going on with us. Blasphemies, adulteries, evil thoughts, fornications, that's fault wisdom. For nothing good is going on in our mind. But that's normal for us. To be evil is normal for us. For us to lay our lives down, that's the change. What we're trying to do is, it's so crazy. When we follow Yahushua, we're trying to establish a new norm. Because we don't know to do good. We have to learn to do good. You know? We're in this world, they're establishing the new norm, but they're just getting eviler and eviler. The new norm that they have now is more wicked than it was 10, 15 years ago. You know? Me and my brother was talking, me and the hub was talking. And, you know, we was sitting up here saying what's coming now next. Like, pedophilia is next. That's the next thing that's going to be legal in America. And they're already working on it, you know. Already working on laws that say if a young boy or a young girl say it's okay to have sex with an adult, it's okay. They're already working on these laws because these young children have rights. You know, like they gave the, you know, that was the whole point of them putting them little kids out there saying, well, I feel like I'm a girl when they're a boy. Giving them these rights. Because now the next thing that comes down the aisle, it's all perversion. It's all perversion. Now you got these old men who want to have that pedophiles. At the end of the day, that's all they are. A bunch of pedophiles. And that's what's going to be, that's what's coming down the pile. That's what's coming down. That's what's coming next. You know, and all these people who sat up there and they say, well, it was okay for my child to say, my little boy, to say he's a little girl. That was his right. That was his choice. Well, guess what? That's the same argument they're going to say these old men is going to say to lay with him. He has the right. He has the choice. That's the same argument that they're going to use. It was a guy already, a prominent man, talking about if you educate a young child and they consent to it, it's okay. They're already working on it. More and more perverse. Be in the world, not of it. Jeremiah 31:31. It says, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yahweh. We was the cheating wives. We was the adulterous wives. He says, verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law, my Torah, in their inward parts. See, I'm putting it there. So guess what? Clean the place up. Wash it up. We're going to spick and span it. Clean this inside of this cup so the outside can be beautiful. See, because people take notice. You know, when you walking right, you know, it, Yahweh gave us the fringes, and we wear fringes. And a lot of times people notice the fringes. Right? But people notice your walk, period. They notice that. And that's what people really pay attention to. You know? That's what they pay attention to. Because I'm seeing a whole bunch of people with yarmulke get bacon. Get that swine. I don't know when people started, when the Muslims started eating shrimp, but I didn't see a whole bunch of Muslims eating shrimp. You know? So it don't matter if you're wearing a kufi. Don't matter if you're wearing fringes. People are going to pay attention to you. He says, This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law, my Torah, in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their mighty one, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. How did it get done? Is he just going to just throw it in there? No. He's giving you the Torah. It's up to you to accept it voluntarily. But as we walk this way, there's certain things that we have to do. We have to let some stuff go. We have to. We have to lose our life to gain life. Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. In this reads, O Israel, return unto Yahweh, thy mighty one, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to Yahweh. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips sacrifice. These words. He says, Ashur shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from them. Okay. Now, the word for backsliding. Number 4878. This word is mashuba. Mashuba. It means apostasy or turning away from, backsliding. It comes from number 7725, which is the word shub, one we're familiar with. It means to return, turn back. To return. So, again, we talked about what that mem does, right? So it's not only just talking about backsliding, us actually physically turning away, but where is the place of the backsliding? Where is the place that we backslide? It all starts with our head. It all starts with our mind. That's why Yahushua said, look, you have heard it said. But I say, matter of fact, let's go to that. Okay. Matthew chapter 5. We can start in 21, just to make this point, right? Matthew 5:21. It says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." So, okay. You heard it back in old time, thou shalt not kill. Don't murder somebody. All right? Don't physically murder somebody. But I'm telling you this. Don't even get angry with your brother without a cause. Why? Because if you're not angry with your brother, you can't kill him. You won't kill him. If you're not angry with him, and where do you get angry with him? In your head, in your mind, must you, the place of it. Because before you murder a person, you think about it. Even in the passion, but they say they just couldn't help themselves. They didn't thought about it. They didn't play that scenario out in their head. They played it out in their head. You thought about it. You get a chance to calm down. Is this what you really want? But you get overtaken by those passions. But still, Yahushua said, "Hey, look, don't let it get to that point. Control this mind." How do you control this mind? Laying yourself down. Laying yourself down. Laying your desires down. Because your desires are evil. We all are striving for the same thing. We all want to be in that kingdom. We all want to go to that nice big party with our father and our brother and each other. The way we get there, laying ourselves down, being obedient, and helping one another. Okay. Now, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12. That's it, Cal. 47, verse 12. Now, this reads, he says, "And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade. Neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine." Okay. Sound a little crazy, right? But if we look up this word for grow, all right, the word for grow and the word for leaf, right? Now, the word for grow, number 5927, that word is Allah. The exact same word that is used for the ascending offering. So guess what else this ascending offering is supposed to do? When we lay our lives down, it's helping us grow. It's helping us when we ascend up. We're supposed to be growing. That's our growth process. Also, the word for leaf. Number 5929. That word, Allah. See, because a leaf actually ascends from a branch. But guess what? That word now is attached to the word medicine. So not only is our laying down our lives part of the growth process, part of bringing us closer to the Most High, part of us growth process, bringing us closer to the Most High, following Mashiach, right? But it's also medicine. It's the cure for all those evils that's within us. It's how we get washed and cleansed by laying down our lives, by letting go our desires. Because again, our desires are evil. He said what was in us, what dwells in us. And if you want an even more detailed list, you know, when he gave Paul, when he talks about the fruits of the Spirit, nine fruits of the Spirit is nine fruits of the Spirit. Nine. But it's about four or five paragraphs of all the evil that's in that. You know, but it's part of our growth. Laying down our lives is part of our growth. It's another one of those steps that we take to get us closer to the Most High. All right? Our last verse is in the book of Colossians. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Okay. And it reads, if ye then be risen with Messiah, seek those things which are above, where Messiah sitteth on the right hand of Yah. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid within Messiah, in Yah. When Messiah, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, affection that is out of order, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. Kill those evil things, Israel. Set our affection, set our love on the things above and Messiah. All right? So that ends this this week's blog talk. And Abba knows what each and every individual needs to hear. And he will grow you according to his goodwill. Grow all of us according to his goodwill. All right? So if you have any questions, shoot them along the line and we will answer them. You know, I say we because I recruit my brothers, all of them. So, blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you, Almighty One, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the Mighty One, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Hallelujah. Thank you for another Shabbat. Thank you for opening our eyes. We ask that you hear our prayer, Father. Father, forgive us for all our sins that we commit knowingly and unknowingly. Chastise us when we go to the left or to the right. Protect us as the little ones we are. Strengthen us, Father, where we need help. Help us to lay our lives down, that we may get closer to you. Put away our desires, that we may get closer to you. Encourage us, Father. Put us on each other's minds constantly. Let us not cease praying, Father, for one another. Hedge us up as we go out into this world. Protect us from the seen and the unseen, Father. Give us wisdom in all situations. Let us make the correct choices according to your word. And above all, Father, give us unity with one another. Give us that kind heart that you have. Give us that understanding mind that you have. Watch over all of Israel. Continue to bless us. Continue to grow us. Continue to watch over us as the apple of your eye. In Yahushua's name, pray, give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Back along, family.
Thank you.